We oftentimes don't really comprehend what it all means. And yet, that's why I titled it, is beyond us but within us, because it is the Holy Spirit at work within us. And so that term God is not only beyond us, He is within us. It's beyond our comprehension. We say the words in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We can even picture it. We have all kinds of symbols for the Trinity. But really, do we grasp what that means? I believe it's kind of difficult. I know I struggle to get my head around it. That is the essence, and what that means is we talk about the relationship as God, as triune. In fact, the church has struggled with that concept for centuries and throughout its history. And at one point, the church even wrote a creed. We call it one of our three ecumenical creeds, the Athanasian Creed, which you'll get the opportunity to speak together and think about the words of that creed, because it was the church's attempt to try to help us, all of us, understand what we mean when we talk about a triune God. We have examples of it. We use them. There is, of course, water. Water is in three forms. It could be either steam, or it can be liquid, or it can be frozen. But it also comes up short, because when it becomes each one of those, you know, is it still water? Yes, it's still water, but it can't be all of those three and at the same time, just one. Or the apple sometimes is used. All these come up short because the Father is God, the Son is God, and the Holy Spirit is God. And there's never a time when they are not God. And you see, all three persons are always fully God at the same time. When we talk about Jesus, we're still talking about God. When we talk about the Holy Spirit, we're still talking about God. And we talk about the Creator, we're still talking about God. And I hope that I haven't confused you too much at this point. You see, we've come to a time in our lives where we've developed these tremendous telescopes. We've sent probers out there into infinity. And then we heard the Old Testament reading about the creation story. And really all these things do is confirm that story. In the beginning, there was God. Nothing else. It was void. And as these probes we sent out there continue to get further out and beyond our even understanding, we find that this great, immense, we call the universe, is in fact universe, and much more than that. Because it is infinite, like Scripture reminds us. When I see some of the figures that we use, it sort of boggles my mind. Because in reality, I know that I struggle understanding what the Trinity really means. It boggles my mind at times. It's beyond us to really comprehend our God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and yet one God, and yet that's what we believe. That's what we teach. That's what we say. It is God who gives us those three distinct persons. And then we confess it. But in reality, do we really comprehend it? God is beyond our comprehension, if we're really honest with ourselves. And yet at the same time, God is within us. When we look at the gospel reading and we think about that, here it is, that great commission of the church. Go out and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And it has a theme, it's been our theme for this school year that just ended. And then it ends with these words, "Behold, I am with you always to the very end of the age." That's a promise from God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. It is with that promise that everything changes. God is no longer beyond our comprehension. We know that God is one who is with us and within us as well. And so, if you remember the opening of the Gospel of Matthew, we have Joseph wrestling with what to do with a betrothed who is with child. The dream tells her not to divorce her, even though she is with child. Rather, he is to give this child a special name, Jesus, because he will grow up to save all people from their sins. An angel reveals this to Joseph, and later would reveal another prophecy. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is God with us. And it is at that moment that God is no longer beyond us, but is with us. His divine nature is joined to our human nature when Christ is born. He is both man and God. And there, God is not yet finished. You see, he would send that only Son into our world to do what we could not do. He would endure the cross with all of its shame. And 3 days later, God would put an exclamation point upon that as Jesus is raised from the dead. This God, yes, is beyond us at times. We, in our finite minds, cannot understand all of his infiniteness. Oh, we try. We work hard at it, and we have a lot of things that we write about that, and yet oftentimes we have to acknowledge that our God is a God who is at times beyond us. But he is also a God who is within us. He's with every one of our lives. Through word and sacrament, he works in our lives through the Holy Spirit who guides and functions. He even invites his disciples there as he's about to ascend back to the Father in that great commission. He says to them, go out and make disciples of all nations. That's a job he's given to each of us, to proclaim this wonderful good news of what God has done for each and every one of us. Even though we don't always comprehend what all that means. That's the beauty of the power of the Trinity at work in each of our lives. It all works because as he pours out, as he said, I must do these things, but I must go back to the Father so that the Spirit might come. You know, we don't always see how God works. But on our last staff devotions, a week ago, this last Wednesday, I asked them to share one thing because our theme has been making disciples. And I asked them to share how that might have impacted their school year. And what was really just kind of floored me was sitting there listening to them share how this school year had impacted some child's life or family. And the things that they had seen that had happened for a child, how they had changed from the beginning of the year to the end of the year, and the effects of the ministry of our school it had upon their students and their families. That's God within us. Think about that. That building over there is important. It's a way for us to be able to proclaim the good news of what God has done for us to a world in which often doesn't want to hear that good news. We are called to make disciples. It isn't as though only certain ones of us are called. Each one of us is called to make disciples. You are a witness by how you live your life. You are a witness by letting God's light shine through you. You don't have to stand up there and be a preacher. But you can be a messenger of God by what you do in your families, by what you do in your relationships, and the witness you give in how you live your life. Our God is active. He's alive. He's within each and every one of us. And when we come to worship, we make a witness. And when we come to the Lord's table, we also make a witness. And in each of those places, God touches our lives. And yes, when we have our struggles, and I know sometimes we want to deny we ever have them, but we all do, God is there with us. God, the triune God, is always there for you. And when you feel far from God, know that it is not God who is moved from you. Today, it is about a God who is beyond us. But most importantly, it is about a God who is within us. Every one of you sitting here this morning, that God is present in your life. That's why we worship. That's why we commune. That's why we share with one another. Yes, Trinity Sunday is a day to confess our God at work in our lives. Amen.